Welcome back to the Hockey Shop Source for Sports here in beautiful Surrey, British Columbia, the outskirts of Vancouver. We are on the lower floor of the hockey shop, what I like to call goalie heaven. Of course, you can find them if you can't join them here in person at thehockeyshop.com. We got Cam Matwiv with us. And today for the gear segment on the podcast and a little bonus video for everyone, we're going to talk about ultrasonic blocker and glove. I've got the blocker on. That means Cam is going to lead us off talking about the glove, the new Bauer Supreme ultrasonic glove. We've talked about the pads already. What's the big change for the glove? What's the feedback you guys have had so far?
So, I mean, the feedback's been fantastic to start out with. Biggest thing guys are always just talking about, right off the bat is the closure of the glove. That's had its biggest improvement, especially from the 2S in particular. That easy closure right out of the box. Like, I haven't baked this glove. You can see it on camera for once now. We can actually talk about it closing right off the bat.
Yeah, that's going to play well on radio.
But you can watch it later on at another time. Basically, what Bauer's done is that they've added catch light all the way throughout the surface of the palm, something that we found in the 2X glove that appeared in the vapor. That's what helped aid it in that easy, snappy closure off the box. And now they've kind of brought that technology into what is their Supreme line, basically.
So basically, like, we loved the 2S glove in terms of the closure, the shape, the break. Kind of reminded us a little more of that sort of 600, if you're making the comparison to CCM, in terms of how it fits on the hand, how it closes. Interestingly enough, I thought depending on how you stuff your hand into it, you could kind of affect it. Could be a little more of a 590 type break. Like, it really depended how you put your hand in it. But to be perfectly honest, after even a year and a ton of use, it was still a little stiff. Our feedback has been the same with this glove. They fixed that. This thing right out of the box is snappy, opens and closes. Just feels good on your hand. Any other changes that you, in terms of the feedback and the features that you guys have encountered?
Just the general overall feel hasn't changed, which was important to them. Again, because they heard the feedback, especially, even what you just described there, like, closure was on point. Everything was feeling right. It was just the stiffness was the big problem. So rather than completely kind of reinventing the wheel with it, they kept a lot of things the same. Familiarity in this, side of the territory isn't so bad. Again, that big focus on having that easy break in off the shelf was what their biggest goal was when coming out of it.
Okay, so now let's switch over to the blocker, which I'm wearing. And the first thing that people noticed for us in terms of our testers was just how much better it felt on their hand. And better is such a stupid, ambiguous term. How do you quantify that? Like, it felt snugger. It felt more form-fitting. And in talking to the guys at Bauer, a big part of it was there's actually less material involved.
Yes, that's one of the big ones too. It's like less is more here, and it feels like more even though it is less. That Quattro palm that they're using is super soft and super supple, so you get that nice, really comfy feel when you put the blocker on right off the bat. But again, like you alluded to, they took some of that material kind of out of the palm, out of the thumb, to have less of that bunching, we'll call it, for lack of a better term. Another big call out, definitely that cuff that you're looking at right there as well. Quite a bit more open, allowing a nice fingers forward style of a stance without the blocker kind of digging into you. It flexes. It's got two elastics on the side of it to allow it to stretch forward. You really get that fingers forward position with this blocker.
The other thing about this, like, we used to, like, forever and ever, I think a lot of people said a blocker was a blocker, and we always tried to point out some of the differences in our reviews. But I think one key aspect of this, and it goes dates back through the lines, especially to 2S Pro and the 2X side of things as well. Much like the pads themselves, pucks rocket off the face of this thing.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that Bauer's kind of, without really saying it, they've come out and said, no, blocker's not just a blocker. This should be an important piece of your equipment. And I think it's evident in the design and also, the functionality of the blockers they've been producing, especially since, we'll call it, the 2X Vapor, when we really, really started to take notice about how it pops off, how it feels, what the balance point is of that blocker. The general feedback was excellent. This is continuing off that for sure.
Now, in terms of balance point and where the hand sits on this, on a stock blocker, this is pretty much a middle center hand position?
Correct. A bit of a steeper deflection angle than when compared to the 2X, the Vapor. Also, the blocker itself is a little bit of a thicker feel, but it doesn't ruin that same balance point that you get out of that Vapor though.
All right. So there you go. There's the Bauer Supreme ultrasonic blocker. and glove. You've already heard the review we did last week on the pads on In Goal Radio in the gear segment. Make sure you go check that out. For those of you who are watching on video, we're actually just going to continue that. And we're going to go back and take a look at the video on the pads right now. So let's grab those, Cam. We'll say goodbye to the podcast side and remind the podcast side as we tune out that make sure you check all our social media channels for the opportunity to watch this full thing on video as well.